We are on the threshold of a new era, and we stand equipped with a new kind of knowledge, a knowledge that could either be our savior or our destroyer. We have the choice to either jump into the abyss of illusion and ignorance, or soar into the experience of reality and enlightenment. But to experience the new reality, we must first encounter the death of our old identity as skin-encapsulated egos, enmeshed in a bag of flesh and bones, confined to a prison of space-time and causation, squeezed into the volume of a body and the span of a lifetime. We must escape the prison of the known and soar joyfully into the unknown. As the great Sufi poet Rumi said, "When I die, I shall soar with angels, and when I die to the angels, what I shall become, you cannot imagine." What imprisons us in our old identity is an old kind of logic, a logic founded on the superstition of materialism. The new logic, based on the insights of quantum physics and the experience of meditation, liberates us to a new experience of ourselves. Elsewhere in my books and tapes, I have dealt extensively with the concept of the quantum mechanical body, so I'm not going to go into a theoretical discussion of this here. In this audio program, I want to give you an appreciation of the quantum mechanical body and of quantum reality, so that you can actually experience what seers have called higher states of consciousness. In these higher states of consciousness, the highest of which is referred to as unity consciousness, conflicts resolve, and one experiences a reverence and love for all life in the universe.